It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Donnie Lee. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, how are you, Cal?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing amazing.
Haven't chatted for a while. Things are busy for you, though, I would imagine, hey?
Well, you know what? I'm just trying to get as busy as Cal Grattan is, that's for sure. Every time I turn around, you're working on something else, working with other artists, and you're the man.
We got a lot to talk about here, Donnie. First of all, I want to talk about Nashville and the weather in Nashville. Did you survive that tornado okay? Was anything damaged?
Yeah, the tornado actually probably hit about 3 miles. Mm-hmm. or less from my house.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we've got tornado warnings again for today here, which actually are in line with the area that I live in.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll cross our fingers. We get tornadoes, you know, it's the season for it. So, you know, you gotta listen to the alerts and be responsible and, you know, don't think that it can't happen to you.
Yeah. Heed those warnings for sure, right?
For sure.
You and I were talking off the air about an album. We'll get into that in just a second. But how are the ACMAs for you?
The ACMAs, what an eye-opener. Every time I get a chance to do the CCMAs or the ACMAs, I get to take home a lot of really, really amazing knowledge. And it gets to, you know, kind of groom us for who we are. You know, we can't walk into this business and be a singer, be a songwriter, and, you know, be the best, you know, business person as far as all that goes. And going out and sitting with the round tables with experts, you know, people in the industry like yourself that, you know, have information for us. It's a time for us to, you know, stop talking and do a lot of listening and learning. And there's a lot to be learned. This industry changes every single day. You know, there's a lot of great people in the country music industry in Canada that are there to help. So, you know, it was probably my best, awards experience so far. I was nominated for an award, which was a pretty mm-hmm. cool, first for me. It was wonderful.
Nice. Now this, new single you got out called Better Believe It. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, you know what? It's the title track of the album. We recorded with Bart McKay in Saskatoon. It's just an incredible song that we knew immediately was going to have an impact, mm-hmm. A positive impact. We just, you know, too many people around us were expressing their opinions on the song, and you know, they immediately connected with it, unlike any other single that we've ever put out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the hardest thing that you know, I've ever had to do in my career was hold on to something that good. It's like being in baseball, and you know you got somebody on the base. Do you go ahead and go for that home run, or do you just wait and get yourself up on the base and allow and just wait until someone else can keep hitting those in? And that's what I was doing, was holding on to this song. And immediately, this was the first single that we actually tracked ourselves, sent out to radio ourselves. And it's already been the best single of my career.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
All that hard work is paying off for you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's just one step forward. Whoever knows what payoff really is. You know, people ask me what's it take to be successful? I'm successful.
Yeah.
I get to support my family and live my dream. And pay my bills. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So
pretty lucky guy.
Pretty cool thing.
Yeah, for sure. You got back from Australia. When was that a tour?
Yeah, so we were over there in December. Mm-hmm. We flew down and we did some dates over there. Some of them were private corporate shows and some were casino dates, ticketed events, which were very successful. I've got my very first single that ever went to radio in Australia, the very first week, debuted at number 35 in the whole country, which was a pretty cool thing. And that was leading up to us even going out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Australia's been an amazing thing for us. It was a trip of a lifetime, touring across the U.S. And up in Canada. I back and forth into Canada. I'm back again next week.
Yeah.
I was there two weeks ago, you know, and just this is actually the first 7 days in a row that I've had, I think, since October where I haven't been on a plane.
Yeah. Frequent flyer miles you get, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think I'm using them more than I'm getting them.
That's right. What's the best way to get a hold of you on social media, Donnie? How do we do that?
Donnie Lee Music. Everything's Donnie Lee Music. The easy. Website, the Facebook, the Instagram, everything. It's all Donnie Lee Music.
Easy to find. Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat. Thanks for reaching out with this new tune. And
thanks for taking the time. And thanks for being cool to us artists in Canada. You know, being an independent artist is not easy. But, you know, guys like you, you paved the road for us, and you really give us an avenue, and we appreciate you.
Donnie Lee on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.